Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Welcome to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Happy New Year. ABBA. Oh, yes. The only thing we're missing here in the studio today is the silver ball. The disco ball. So, yeah. Happy 2011, everybody. Change is in the air. I'm telling you. I can feel it. I bet you can, too. You know, I was talking to my good friend Liz about this today and yesterday, actually, about the fact that every year at the new year, it feels different. And it's obviously a psychological thing, but there's something about this year. There's something about this year. And I literally cannot put my finger on it, which is kind of odd because usually I've got my fingers in everything and I'm always yakking about it. So I really can't quite articulate what I'm feeling, but I'm just going with it because it feels good. So next week's show, we're going to be talking in detail about the changes. We got an astrologer, very cool astrologer, coming on board next week to chat with us about the planetary influences. So that's going to be tons of fun. So I hope everybody had a great holiday. I certainly did. I was out playing laser tag at 11 o'clock at night in the freezing cold on New Year's Eve. It was tre fun. We just had a blast playing laser tag. So, hi everybody on 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Hope you're all having a good time listening. If you want to call me today, I would love to talk to you. We're going to be talking about success covenants, which are a supercharged spiritual New Year's resolution. So I would love to hear from you if you have any stories to tell about your previous experiences with New Year's resolutions, because everybody has one, a story to tell. And the number to call is 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. You can go to the host page on contacttalkradio.com and click on the iTunes icon on the right side of the page to subscribe to this show. That gives us the numbers. We know how many people are listening, and it's pretty exciting to see how many of you are subscribing to this show. I'm thrilled out of my mind. And you can also rate the show, write a review, etc. It's pretty cool. I need topics. I want to hear from you. Because I would love to cover a topic that you would like to hear me talk about. So, you know, the last, I don't know, dozen shows were listener inspired. So it's a brand new year, kids. I need some brand new ideas. So the best way to do that is to, my producer Barb just made some comment that I can't understand. What did you just say to me?
It's not your hair.
It's not my hair?
Remember, we were talking before about comments. Topics and so forth. We're talking about problems and how we go and we get our hair cut.
That's
and
right.
Then we blame it.
That's
we blame
right.
It on it. It's not your hair. It's your hair. And one of my girlfriends said to me, it said, Barb, it's not your hair. It's not the problem.
Oh, yes. The answer to everyone's problems is not a haircut necessarily. I suppose for some people it might be. So anyway, oh, Lordy. Thank you for clearing that up for me, Barb. I couldn't figure out what in the world you were motioning at me for. So if there's a topic that you would like for me to cover on the show, send me an email. You can do that by getting on to michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org, and you can shoot me an email straight from there, or you can get on my Facebook fan page. And to do that, go to michellemorgan.org, click on the Facebook icon in the links box on the right side of any page, and it'll take you into Facebook, and you can get on board with that. So we are going to do the Cosmic Critter of the Week. Then we're going to talk a little bit about our topic today. And then we got somebody on the phone lines. Ariel's hanging on. So, Ariel, sweetheart, you hang in there, and we'll get to you shortly. In the meantime, let's have a little chat with Dr. Doolittle, shall we?
I can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And squawk and speak and talk to me.
This Cosmic Critter of the Week comes from the Animal Spirit Guides book by Dr. Stephen D. Farmer, a metaphysical real-life Dr. Doolittle. Boy, I bet he's sick to death of that analogy. He has a show on this station, 4 p.m. Thursdays, Earth Magic Radio. And this week's Cosmic Critter is goat, which I find fascinating because it is, after all, Capricorn time. So there you go. Here's what goat means. Be very discerning regarding your relationships, trusting your senses and intuition over your rational and logical mind. Stop butting your head against the wall. Wow, that's a message for me. Trying to get through to someone who isn't accessible. Ask for the support you need in spite of any fear of being vulnerable. Keep moving forward step by step toward whatever goal you're after, trusting that you'll be able to climb over any obstacles and knowing that if you slip, you'll always land on your feet. It's critical that you spend time outdoors and immerse yourself in nature. And finally, your libido is strong right now, so allow its expression in a variety of creative and harmless ways. Goat, you are up for the next week. And, you know, I still would love to hear from anybody who has the critter sightings during the week. So just bear in mind that. So here's the deal. New Year's resolutions. Oh, man. I stopped doing New Year's resolutions long time ago. Here's why. They're usually, first of all, way too big, right? Way too grandiose. Without a plan, amazingly, most people just toss them out there and don't have a specific plan to back them up. Nor do most people think about having a backup plan in the event that something, you know, gets a little wonky about their original plan. And usually New Year's resolutions do not have any flexibility to them at all. So I was a personal trainer and aerobics instructor for years. And memberships to health studios increased roughly 70% in January every year. By June, they had dropped off by 60 to 65%. So that just shows to go, yeah, because most people, the health thing, you know, is a big deal. And I got to tell you, I am totally confessing to this. I was the ultimate sugar junkie over the holidays. Oh my God. I poisoned myself, seriously. I might as well have just stuck a needle in my vein and pumped just, you know, CNH straight in because it was bad. And I'm paying for it. I am paying for it big time. Mostly in just like no energy, brain fog, you know, crabbiness, all that great stuff. So, yeah, Happy New Year, everybody. I'm starting to come out of the sugar fog. But anyway, bottom line, health is usually, you know, one of the things that people aspire to in the new year. Now, here's the thing. New Year's is a really great time to, you know, make a decision to change because it's just this whole iconic point on the map, so to speak. And so it's not bad to make resolutions. It's just, I really want to help you have some ways of making them successful, because that's the worst part to me always about not just New Year's resolutions, but anytime you make a decision that you're going to, you know, live right, or you're going to do something better, or you're going to save money, or whatever it is, most people set themselves up for failure because they're not covering all their bases. And I know, you know, every darn one of you listening knows what I'm about to say next. The most important base to cover is, of course, getting God involved. And that's the ultimate theme of our show today, as usual, because success covenants, which we will be talking about a little bit later in the show, are God-centered New Year's resolutions. So back to the typical way that people do New Year's resolutions. So let's say you join a gym and you resolve to go 4 days a week, first thing in the morning and right after work, and you're all psyched and you got your running shoes and, you know, you're ready to go. So what happens if your work hours suddenly change? What happens if you get promoted? You know, you get this incredible blessing and you start traveling for your job or something. So what happens to your resolution then? So, and those are just a couple of tiny ways that everything can just get blown right out of the water. You know, your best laid plans can get derailed. So there are some ways to make those choices to better your life more attainable, more sustainable, which is a real key factor, and ultimately to set you up for success. And here are some simple ways to do that. First of all, you got to chunk them down into manageable steps. You set your ultimate goal, and then you have to break it down into specific doable steps. For instance, let's say you've made the decision to lose 50 pounds. Cool. Put that up on your dream board, your vision board. You're going to lose 50 pounds. Then you want to focus only on losing a half to 1 pound a week. And if you lose more, that's great. But keep it manageable. Keep it sustainable. A really great little tip, and this is hard. This has always been very difficult for me, being a double Sagittarius. My subscription is more is always better. Too much is never enough, and more is always better. But take your goal and cut it in half. So let's say you resolve to put $100 a week into a savings account. Instead, cut it back to $50 or even $25 to start. You can always increase as you go along. Okay, but set yourself up for consistency and success first. And let me tell you something, that is so bizarre how hard that is to do. You get your mind all set, you're going to do this great thing, and cutting it in half feels like a failure right off the bat. No way. It's a guarantee of success because you're going to get a foothold and you're going to build a foundation of sustainability. The other key factor is set your resolutions up with a small timeline. Focusing on the whole year at once can be absolutely overwhelming. So if you just go month to month or week to week, when you reach that first timeline, reach the end of the first month, you can reevaluate, tweak it if necessary, and then refresh your vow, refresh your goal for another month, and then you can continue to do that and adjust the timeline as necessary or as you feel inspired to adjust it. And then finally, you want to make sure you have your support team in place. Okay, you can't do this stuff all by yourself. And it's interesting because there is kind of a fine line to walk. One of the factors that typically will derail New Year's resolutions is that we tell everybody we're going to do it, right? And there's two schools of thought on that. Yes, it's important to have others supporting you and others that will hold you accountable. That can be a tremendous motivation. But if you pick the wrong people, you're going to get totally derailed. That people will literally consciously and unconsciously sabotage you based on their own belief systems, fears, etc. So you got to trust your instincts and you got to pray about your support team. So if weight loss or health is your goal, for instance, make sure you get your practitioners, your trainers, etc. on board. Okay. You got to have people you can trust to support you emotionally in your goals. And if you don't feel like you can trust anybody, then have God on your team and keep things sacred for a while. Your absolute most important supporter, obviously, is going to be God. So he's the one you can tell all your secrets to, and then you'll be guided to get your human support system in line as well. So those are some simple but a very effective ways of making a resolution or a new goal attainable, sustainable, and successful. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to talk to Ariel, who's been on hold. And then we're going to dive into success covenants, a supercharged way of setting goals. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Do not go away. It's on the way. I want to be with you.
satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Grooving, we're grooving. I'm slow dancing in the disco right then. That was great. It was a very cool song. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. And this is Michelle Morgan. Barb brought up a great point during the break that the whole idea of, you know, sharing your resolutions or your goals with other people and having them sabotage can really be very challenging. And so that is also something to remember, that when you make a resolution or you make that decision to do something different in your life, to change. We've talked about this umpty-ump times in previous shows. Change is terrifying, particularly to the people around us. And so it can be very surprising, for instance, if you lose a bunch of weight, it can be really surprising how resistant the people in your life can be to that. Even though they love you and they may really want you to be healthy and happy and feel good about yourself, it can trigger all sorts of weirdnesses in them about their own issues, but mostly because when you change, then everybody else around you has to change. They can't continue to play the same patterns. So that's probably the number one reason that most resolutions fail, is because people start to change and they start to recognize if you change one thing in your life, then everything single other thing has to change. And most people are really frightened by that. So bear in mind that true change takes tremendous courage. And that's another reason why the God thing is absolutely crucial. Keep you on track. So we are going to the phone lines. We're going to talk to Ariel. Where's she? She's in Nashville. Cool. Ariel, are you there, babe?
Oh, hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm working on keeping a positive attitude. Well, I'm really working really hard. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet.
I was sort of hoping that you would just give me perfect counsel.
I'm gonna try to give you perfect counsel. How's that? Tell me what's going on for you.
Oh, I'm terrified.
Okay. Of?
It's financial survival.
Ah, yes.
I am transitioning to become a teacher.
Okay.
Grades 7 through 12, most likely high school, most likely a math teacher as opposed to physics, because there are very, very few physics classes anymore in the public school system.
Right.
I'm one of those people that had a corporate job.
Okay.
That was 3 years ago. I was right at the front end.
Right.
I wanted to teach even 15 years ago. but fate sort of took me into the corporate world. And,
sure.
But my issue is that I could finish in August, but I don't know that I'll have enough money.
Okay.
And I'm praying that the student loan people at the school open up. It's up to them.
Okay.
Whether they allow me to increase my student loan. I made sure it's legal and
sure.
checked with the Department of Education, but it's a very wealthy school with, students who have resources.
Right.
And the fear, I have sort of like, I'll go clean houses if I need to.
Sure.
That doesn't, but the, I just.
Pretty scary stuff. Isn't
the
it?
Yeah, there's the survival fear is one of the, I know it's there for everyone.
Yeah.
And I think that that one is a particular hot button for me.
Absolutely.
Because of my background.
Okay.
And even though, just history.
Right.
And even though I can logically see these things.
Right.
It doesn't mean that I have been capable of dismantling them.
No.
And I've worked to reestablish my meditation practice.
Okay.
I'm not perfect about it. I used to be much better, but
right.
It's still, and the affirmations and, the attitude of gratitude and all of those things. And I can shift into that for moments, but then mm-hmm. other moments.
Yeah.
I'm like a little scared little child that wants to run into the back of the closet
right.
and just give up and go, look, I'll, if I end up in some sort of, it's completely irrational and it doesn't, right. and it keeps me from acting.
Sure. So Ariel, darling girl, I'm going to give you perfect counsel. You ready for this?
yeah. No.
What are you astrologically, first of all? I'm curious.
I'm sorry?
What's your astrological sign?
The my sun is in Leo. I have Scorpio
okay.
rising.
Okay.
I'm very familiar with my chart.
Okay. And how old are you? Can I ask?
I'm over 50.
Okay. That's all we need to know.
Yeah. People don't think cool. I'm that old, but I'm, whatever.
So here's the truth. I'm going to give you permission to run into the closet and hide in the back and give up. So long as God is in the closet and you're crawling into his lap and going, you know what? I do not want to carry this anymore. I'm completely and totally trusting that you're going to handle this for me.
I've prayed for guidance and I only hear silence.
Well, but here's the key. The key is what I want you to pray for is not so much guidance. I want you to pray for faith. Okay. And this is, it's interesting. We just did, I'm going to invite you to go back in the archives, jump on my website at some point when you have a chance, michellemorgan.org, and go to the radio show page and check out the archives. We did a 6-part series on money and God. And it's really powerful and it's going to address 99% of what you're dealing with right now. The other percentage has to do with belief system stuff. You've got belief systems going on right now, and you articulated it brilliantly. A belief system is rooted in the brain, in the neural pathways between birth and 2 years of age. It's a family legacy issue. You can't just intellectualize those fears away. They're there because they're being triggered right now. And so the key is at some point you're going to need to do the work, the specific kind of counseling work to heal those belief systems. But the first key piece is to deepen your intimate personal relationship with God. Meditation is great. Affirmations are great. But what I want you to start to work with is the understanding of God from a polarity standpoint. You can also check out the archives about the polarity of God. That's way back last February. We did a show on that. To start to work with the idea of God as protector and provider. He wants you to have everything that your heart desires, including to have all of your financial and material resources more than taken care of. And you have to be in a place to receive that. And that takes some work. And I'm telling you something, girl, it's a minute by minute process. I preach this stuff. I teach this stuff. I have been preaching and teaching it for years. I've been practicing it for years. We're talking coming on 20 years. Guess what? I still have to work on it. I still freak out. I still forget that God's in charge. I still forget that I can ask for his help in this stuff. And so it's interesting to look at this psychically. This is such a powerful time for you. I'm not kidding you. This is, I don't like to use terminology that makes it sound like now or never, but right now there's this pivotal point for you of shifting this stuff and coming into a self-expression that feels so much more real to you. Does that make sense?
Sometimes I feel badly because if anyone I know should have a strong faith,
mm-hmm.
do you know the...
It should be
my,
you.
It's almost like I was given more than faith. I was given knowledge by God.
Okay.
And then that was even when I was maybe two or three.
Right.
All right. That one moment more or less kind of saved me.
Right.
But through the years of hardship, I felt like he had abandoned me.
Okay.
How can you let me go through this?
Right.
And so I don't try to analyze that it's not really like this horrible thing, like, oh, you're, you know, but
no,
I just,
but it's there enough to prevent you from going to that next deeper level with God. And so, in fact, your power lies in this darkness. Your ability to deepen your relationship with God lies in the fact that you're in fear right now, because fear is the only place that we will actually reach out for God. And the thing that's going to hold you back is this belief. And that's not your belief, kiddo. That's coming. I guarantee you, looking at this, that's coming way back down the generations in your family, that somehow God has abandoned you, or God has turned his back on you, or he's forgotten about you, or you've done something to piss him off. And, you know, he's never going to be there for you again. That, regardless of how seemingly small that idea is in your psyche, it's the pivot point here for you to get beyond this fear. You're going to have to do the work to shift that so that you can open up and trust that not only is God with you in the darkness, he's actually helping you based on your belief systems, based on your patterns, based on your karma, based on your soul's path. God is actually assisting you in manifesting everything that happens for your highest and best good. Meaning, the worst things that have ever happened to you, God can orchestrate them to make the best things happen for you. God is amazing at that. He's the master juggler. He can take anything that we conjure in our lives and turn it into something that's a total blessing if we will allow it. And the way we allow that is to, A, believe and have faith that God is with us and that he wants that for us. And that's a belief system in you that has to be shifted. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm more than willing.
Good.
I have a commitment to serve, and whatever, I don't know what my agreements are.
Okay.
But I do know, you know, from that time, that brief moment when I was very young, you know,
yeah.
It was made clear to me that I had an agreement.
You bet. And here's the thing, for what it's worth, honey. When you say that if anybody should have faith, you should. I teach this stuff. I preach this stuff. I counsel this stuff on a daily basis. I write books about it. I should have perfect faith, and I absolutely do not. I absolutely question God on a daily basis. I argue with him. I throw my hands in the air and say, you know, you're being mean to me. You're playing tricks on me. You've obviously left the building. Here I am begging for help. And what are you doing up there? Sitting on your butt watching television. I mean, I go through the gamut of resistance because I'm human. And you want to know what the single most comforting thing that I ever have held on to is the fact that Jesus Christ himself doubted, that Jesus Christ himself twice at least in his time on earth pretty much was convinced that God had abandoned him. You know what? If the masters can have their moments, then us mere mortals can absolutely have our moments. And the key is not to not have those moments. The key is, what are you going to do in those moments? Are you going to recognize them for what they are? All they are is some part of you raising up righteous to be heard. And at that exact moment, you got to reach out for God. And here's the best thing of all. The minute you think about reaching out, God has actually crossed the gap. He's actually crossed the gap. God doesn't do 50-50. He doesn't do halfway. The minute you think about reaching out, he will grab you and make it all better. That's the key thing that I want you to hang on to here, and I want you to work this. I want you to recognize that fear is in you for a really powerful reason, not to derail you, but to actually push you to a deeper place with God. I promise you that. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you a bunch of angels on this, and I'm going to tell you flat out, when I look at this psychically, as weird as this sounds, Ariel, money is not your problem. And it's not going to be a problem. You just have to work your faith a little bit differently. So get on that. Be willing to do that. You sound to me like you've got the willingness. So make that your project for the next 6 months and see what happens. Okay?
Okay. Thank
All right.
you.
You bet, sweetheart. Seriously, I want you to take a listen to some of those past shows. You'll get some more information about this stuff. And keep me in the loop. Let me know what happens.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet, sweetie. You take care.
You too. Thank
All right.
You.
Bye-bye. Wowza. Awesome, awesome, awesome call. So yeah, we're going to take a little short break now. And when we come back, we're going to dive into success covenants. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer.
I wish you a happy new year, darling. May your new love be bright and fair. I hope he'll do those special things for you that I would do if I were there.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
I love that song. Oh, man. I almost made you keep playing that. I could have waited another 5 minutes to come on the microphone. That's like, who is that? Oh, that's, man. What year was that?
I think it's 1987. But remember, they used to always promo that CD when it first came out.
Oh, that is an
awesome
song.
We used to have jokes about it all the time. I love that song, though.
That
yeah.
is a great tune. Oh, Barbie, you are so much fun. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Welcome back, everybody. Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. All right, let's talk about our topic. Success covenants. So we have talked about writing out your desires and formulating a master plan. We talked about that actually in the show on November 15th, which was part three of the money series that I mentioned when Ariel was on the phone. And in the show on December 20th, we talked about writing out your manifestation desires for the year for the winter solstice. So, writing out your desires and formulating a plan on paper or computer screen, whichever is your better way to do it, clarifies the desires in your mind. And that creates the focused intention of energy that's required for the law of attraction to operate at its highest potential. Catherine Ponder says, through your definite written words, you dissolve all obstacles and barriers on the visible and invisible planes of life. Your written words go out into the ethers of the universe to work through people, circumstances, and events to open the way for your desired good to come to pass. That's why they say the pen is mightier than the sword. The written word has absolute magic attached to it. So, already talked about master plans, already talked about manifestation lists, etc. Success covenants go a step further. So, if you've had experience with writing out your lists of desires, lists of goals, writing out manifestation lists, etc., and you know you're just feeling like it hasn't worked the way you'd like it to, I'm going to invite you to take a little risk here and go a step further. A success covenant has you contracting what you, in turn, will do for God. Because the manifestation list is all about what you want God to do for you. So, part one of a success covenant states what you want God to help you achieve. And it's the same principle as we've always talked about in those other lists. Get definite. Get specific as you humanly can, with the idea that this or something better now manifests for me. But you want to get as definite as you can. Why? Well, because it puts your brain in line with the highest and best, okay, and gets that visualization, feelization thing going on. So part one of a success covenant states what you want God to help you achieve. And part two states what you will immediately get busy doing for God. So what the heck does that look like? Well, the most powerful aspect of part two, the most powerful thing you can do for God, if you will, is tithing. We've talked about tithing. We talked about it specifically on the show on the 29th of November. That was part of that money thing too. Hands down, tithing's the most powerful way you can do that. But there are other ways that you can fulfill your part of the success covenant besides tithing of your income, such as volunteering at your church, agreeing to regular prayer sessions, meditation, or inspirational study. However, if your goals are financial in nature, you really should open the way for their manifestation by proving your faith financially through tithing. But if you're not ready to begin tithing, and y'all have heard me talk about this, that is a process that takes time, effort, lots of prayer, lots of soul searching. You have to trust that you will come to that when you are darn tootin' good and ready. All right? So if you're not ready to begin tithing, then I recommend that you invoke part two of your success covenant by stating what you'll specifically do to cultivate your personal relationship with God. That will lead to greater faith, ultimately, which in turn will make it easier to explore that powerhouse magic of tithing. So had a question on my Facebook fan page from Terry about daily prayer work. She said, I hear you talk a lot about daily prayer work, and I just want to make sure I know what you're talking about. Well, I will be clear about that. Prayer work is exactly that. It's work. Something that you put consistent, concerted effort into on a daily basis, all right? It's out loud affirmative prayer. That's the best. And I'm going to talk about some other ways to do that. First rule of thumb in a daily prayer work is keep it simple, all right? So I'll give you a little story about me. Double Sag, more is better. Too much is never enough. When I first started really practicing this stuff 17 years ago, with the Catherine Ponder work specifically, I'm telling you what, I dove in head freaking first. I had a 40-minute commute at that time. I was living in Monroe, and I had my office in Fremont. So I was driving minimum 40 minutes one way. So I prayed the entire time, out loud, rock and roll affirmations for 40 minutes. Then I did written affirmations at night. I did visualization stuff. I mean, we're talking, I probably, no exaggeration, was putting a couple hours a day into it. And it was awesome. Did I sustain that? Absolutely not. Why not? Because I moved my office. I built a studio at my house. So my commute was 10 seconds. Out the back door, in the front door of my studio. That was it. And all of a sudden, I could not for the life of me find 40 minutes to do my prayer work. It was crazy. So, you know, I wiggled and giggled and figured some things out. Where I'm going with this, people, is Catherine Ponder, bless her heart, says flat out, 15 minutes of out loud prayer a day will change your life. And she ain't kidding. 15 minutes. That's all it takes. 15 minutes. Minimum, you can do more than that, but 15 minutes a day praying out loud affirmative prayer statements. All right. I am a Catherine Ponder junkie, if y'all haven't figured that out by now. The reason I am is because the woman is totally brilliant. I love the way she writes. Both her and Florence Scovel Shinn. Simple, easy, direct. And they see God the way I see God. So it works for me. And it works for pretty much everybody that I've ever turned on to their stuff. So I just highly recommend their work. Those are the prayers that I use the most. Because I also have Virgo rising, which means perfectionism is I got to have all my ducks in a row and know the names of their grandchildren. Okay, that's how crazy organized I need to be. And so I have this issue with doing it right. So if I have to, like when I first started doing prayer stuff, I was doing Shakti Gawain and some of the other more metaphysical New Age people, and it was great. They were all about making it up, you know. Man, I would get so wrapped around the axle. But what if I'm not saying this right? La, 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 la. Plus, they didn't talk about God specifically. They talked about the universe. And I like the word God, and you know why. I've talked about this a billion times in the show. God has a specific name for a specific reason, okay? And it's not a Christian reason. It's a very old, ancient reason. So, bottom line, the Catherine Ponder prayers are the ones that I recommend. She's got a bunch of books. Jump on Amazon. Get every single one of them. Believe me, they're amazing. 15 minutes a day minimum out loud affirmative prayer makes God's job easier. Why? Because prayer gets your mind in line with God. And God can only do for us what he can do through us. So if we're not open, if our minds are not in that place, remember, the mind is the one thing that stands between us and simultaneously connects us to God. So you got to get your brain in the right spot. All right. So here's your backup plan in the event that your 15 minutes a day of out loud prayer is not possible. Oh, wait, before I do the backup plan, you don't have to be sitting in a lotus position, breathing deep rainbow colored breaths to do your 15 minutes of prayer. Okay. You can have incense burning, music playing, all that stuff. I love to do that personally. It's great, but you don't have to. You can be walking your dog, washing your hair, driving your car. I'll tell you what, kids. Prayer time in the car is amazing for many, many, many reasons. It helps with road rage. It makes your car run better. I'm not kidding you. The vibrations created will keep your car running smoothly. I'm not kidding you. It's an incredible little perk. And if you have a commute, you're pretty much there, right? I mean, that's considered a waking meditation time anyway, because it can be very mindless. So use it. Use it for prayer. In the event you can't do 15 minutes a day for whatever reason, write your affirmations out, okay, for 10, 15 minutes. Or you can say them silently to yourself. You can read them, whatever. The reason that out loud prayer is more powerful is because of the vibrational quality that gets set up when you speak out loud. There's a reason for that, all right? the key to this is that part two of your success covenant is all about what you're going to do for God in return for what he's going to do for you. It's not about earning his love. It's not about needing to pay for anything. It's about being willing to be in partnership with God. All right. And I'll tell you something, it's kind of humbling actually when I think about the fact that, you know, I do those lists and I've done those lists in the past and I've done them and haven't really stopped and thought about, okay, I'm going to up my side of things. I tithe, I pray, I do all of that. But you know what? I can do all of that a whole lot better. I can continue to push myself. I can continue to take risks. I can continue to commit to a deeper level of relationship. And that's my job. That's my responsibility. And God's still going to reward me. But you know what? It's pretty powerful when you take ownership. So the show we did on the 15th of February last year, Falling in Love with God, was all about working with God from a polarity standpoint. That's another piece that I highly recommend that you start to do and write that down in your covenant. Write down that you are going to explore working with God from that provider protector place, because that'll take you to a deeper level as well. So you can write your success covenant for the whole year, or as we discussed a little bit earlier in the show, you can make it for a shorter period of time or for only one particular goal. And that way you can quote unquote test it. All right. It's okay. It's okay to test this stuff. Absolutely okay to test this. Then you're going to get more bold with your intentions for the next one. If you have success with the first one, you're going to take more risks. That's just how it works. And it's so funny. We have such a weird attitude, I think, when we're metaphysically minded. We think that we should be above such things, such shenanigans as testing God. Are you kidding me? Do it. You have to give your human self permission to participate, okay? And your human self needs proof. It needs answers. It needs concrete things it can touch and feel and taste and smell. That's okay. God knows that. God absolutely knows that about us. He's not faulting us for that. He created us to be that way, for crying out loud. So, you know, you got to figure he's going to support us in that. So once your success covenant's written, place it somewhere sacred, like on your altar or in a Bible, and revisit it at regular intervals. Mark off the things that have manifested and give humongous thanks. And it's interesting. That's very different than what I told you to do a couple weeks ago with your winter solstice manifestation list. That one you put in a box or you put somewhere sacred and you don't touch it. You look at it a year later at the winter solstice. And it's fun. That's fun. It's like, oh my gosh, I forgot that I even asked for that particular thing. Wow, look at that. Miracles, miracles, miracles. And that's fabulous. It's great. I encourage you to do that too. But the difference here is that this one, a success covenant, is much more about personal responsibility. It's much more of a hands-on, cooperative, involved process. And it's really powerful. So if you go back and you reread it, you can also tweak it. You can also change some things. You can add things. You can, you know, you can play with it, which is very powerful. And it's also a phenomenal way to keep track of the things that you do manifest so that your gratitude is peaked. All right. So then once you've reached the end of that first covenant period, then you can make another covenant and you just keep going. And it's pretty astonishing. It really is. Success covenants are a magical way of invoking God's power in your life, but you have to do your part. And believe you me, there's going to be plenty of days when you have to choose to be motivated. So remember to pray for the willingness to do the work. Okay? It's okay if you state in part two of your success covenant that you are going to pray for 15 minutes out loud every day. And it is perfectly okay if a week later you're like, ah, man, I just don't have the time or the energy or whatever it is. So pray that you can stay consistent. It's okay to ask for faith, y'all, because God doesn't expect you to have it 24/7. But you do have to be aware of free will. You have to choose to keep doing the work. Great quote from a guy named Reggie Leach. I've quoted this before. Success is not the result of spontaneous combustion. You must set yourself on fire. Love that. So, here's a great little affirmation to use with your success covenant. All doors now open for happy surprises, and the divine plan of my life is speeded up under grace. I'll repeat that. All doors now open for happy surprises, and the divine plan of my life is speeded up under grace. Florence Scovel Shinn said that, and that is a great addition to the prayer work that you're going to be doing 15 minutes out loud every day as part of your success covenant. I can't wait to hear from y'all about what you experienced with that. Really powerful stuff. So we have a few more minutes left in the show, so I am going to flip a few cards to see what we need to see specifically about 2011. Now, you may ask, how can you just throw a couple of cards about the year? Shouldn't you take an entire hour to do this? Probably. But I'm not going to, because it's my show, and I can pretty much do what I want to do. Here's the reason I'm not, because next week, we're going to talk the whole hour about what you can expect. We're going to be looking at it from an astrological perspective. Jan Van Eiselstein, wonderful astrologer and a personal friend of both Barb and I, actually. We've known that woman for years. She's brilliant. She's going to be on the show, and she's going to give us a ton of great information. So, but in the meantime, and in my defense, I did do, back in September, I did a little bit of a preview of 2011. So there you go. So here's what the guides want to say about the most important factor of 2011. Wow, this is interesting. More than ever before, we're going to see free will in operation, because we've been through the fire. We have been through craziness in the last number of years. We should have learned some pretty powerful lessons. I think a lot of people have. I think a lot of people are still going, la, 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 I'm not listening. So free will is going to be an extraordinary factor, more obviously than ever before. And so if you feel that you are teetering on the edge of making the changes that you've wanted to make in your life, living the way you've wanted to live in your life, having the relationship with God that you've wanted to have, etc., if you feel you're still on the fence about that, my sense from looking at this, wow, those camps are going to get farther and farther and farther apart. We're either going to be in the conscious camp or the non-conscious camp. And God bless everybody in the non-conscious, because I'm telling you what, it potentially will get worse for the people who are not choosing to do the work necessary. On the flip side of that, if you choose to do the work, the breakthrough card is up here. I mean, we're talking big change, huge change, catapulting into a incredibly different way of being. And what I mean by that is much more harmonious, a much smoother, much easier path. Doesn't mean there's still not going to be challenges, because there will be, but not like what we've been experiencing in the past. But only if you're willing to do the work to take personal accountability for how you have manifested those challenges. All right. And continue to grow and expand in your consciousness, and particularly in that relationship with God. That's going to be the key factor. So there you have it. We're in for a really amazing ride, kids. I can feel it in my bones. So if you feel you've personally benefited from listening to this show over the last year, and you would like to help me continue to reach other listeners like yourself, I've made it very easy. You can go to the radio show page at michellemorgan.org. Click the donate button, and it'll take you straight to PayPal. It's an easy, safe way to contribute. Any amount is appreciated, and I really want to thank everyone for their support. If you love the music on the show, who does not, go to iTunes, download the songs. I'll have those listed on my Facebook page. And be sure to tune in next week, 12 noon Pacific, on contacttalkradio.com or 106.9 HT3 in Seattle. We'll have astrologer Jan Van Eiselstein on board, see what's coming. It's going to be awesome. Have a great week, everybody. Take good care. Thanks for listening. This is Michelle Morgan, living on a prayer.
been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.